Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. We're here again, barely, but we're here. I was playing around with my phones and everything, making it a little difficult for me to get on air, but I'm on air. First, I'd like to give an assertion. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of your light, and I will get what I want. Now, remember, you can have whatever you want. The question of the problem is, be careful what you're asking for, because you just might get it. Know what you really want before you even ask for it, okay? And normally we talk a few minutes about love before we get into anything, because love is so important. And we're going to mainly focus on love and hate today. because the leaders use hate as a tool to recruit. And it's very easy. It's easier to get somebody to follow you in the hate mode when they have an enemy or somebody to fight, against, you know. So if you look at most groups, they have some enemy. All the religious groups have some enemy. If it's not a person, it's the devil. Then the devil becomes the enemy, but they have to have some kind of enemy. I don't know if you've ever read the book called The 48 Laws of Power, where it tells you that if you don't have an enemy, make some. Because it's easy to get people riled up when you're dealing with some type of enemy or some type of villain, you know. And so this is what we have to guard against. We have to guard against people pushing our buttons, using our emotions to do different things with, you know. Now, before we get too far into the love aspect, let's deal with emotion. What I adhere to is there's only one emotion triggered by different things, okay? The more emphasis you put on a thing, then when that thing is disturbed or bothered, and the more emotional you get about it, you know. The things that you care less about, when that's disturbed, you don't get that emotional about it, okay? So watch the different things that you hold dear or that you hold very important to you, because that's what they go after, that's what they deal with to get you emotionally involved. And what they're doing or what's going on, okay? Now, now love is triggered by, there's things that trigger that emotion. That would be the heart, knowing that. The reason why I would say the heart, knowing that, because the heart does have a neural net that communicates with the brain, okay? Then you have the... the action of reap what you sow, somebody doing something to you, you know, and you don't appreciate it, that triggers an emotional response. Also, there's a different languages, especially between men and women, and there's different languages all over the planet. We speak different languages. We're trying to rectify that. Well, they're rectifying that problem now. I'm talking about the 1% with communication devices that will translate for you when people talk, okay? But there's a certain thing between male and female based on the country that you're raised in and how you think about relationships and who you are and what you are to each other. That's what brings about different languages. To give you an example, a friend of mine gave me this example. I use it all the time because it makes so much sense. If you're in a car and the driver has the window down and you're feeling a little chilly, well, the women are trained not to tell men what to do. So they will give out a suggestion. They will say, well, you know, it's a little cold in here. Well, that's their way of saying, you know, yo, man, put the window up. That's what a guy would say. Yo, man, it's cold in here. Put that window up, you know. But the woman not being trained not to tell the man what to do, but just give it to him in a suggestion. And the sisters out there, you know what I'm talking about. You know how you'd be suggesting to your man rather than just tell him what to do. And men, you know, based on the way they're raised, they want to be the guy in charge. They don't want anybody to tell them what to do. You know how they get. You know how we get, so to speak. So that's the difference in language. And why there's a difference in language? And that's one of the reasons why a lot of females will hold stuff in, because they don't want to challenge the guy right away. So they wait and they wait and they wait until they can't wait no longer. And all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose in the house and trying to figure out oh, where's all this coming from, you know? Because all these little things, the guy done moved past all this stuff, you know? But she's kind of holding on to him because she just don't want to challenge the guy at that particular time. But when she comes with the challenge, she's bringing everything up, you know? And he's saying, well, wait a minute, why didn't you say something? What, hold it, wait, when did this happen? He done forgot most of the stuff. So actually, it's better to, if you do have a problem, it's better to challenge the person right away with it. Don't let it build up. Don't wait, you know? And I think that's better. That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because those little things fester and fester and fester, and they really begin to bother you, you know? So especially just get it out of the way. Go ahead and deal with it. You know, like that. And I say, well, then the guy, I know the guy's in, but every time I turn around, you know, we got something. Well, it's better for you to deal with it on a daily basis than to let it build up like that. Okay? Because a lot of times you'd be surprised how much smarter the females are than the guy, you know? And that becomes a problem as well because she begins to see things the guy can't see. And he don't understand what's going on, you know. And it takes a little while for him to get into the frame of mind of knowing how smart she is. And some guys just don't want to accept, you know, being smarter than them. But and then that goes the other way. That goes the other way too, because sometimes the guys can be really, really smart over the female, you know, and that becomes overbearing. Well, you think you know every doggone thing, you know. So it gets a little tricky, you know. I just wanted to talk about love for a few minutes. I do that every Sunday because until we learn how to love each other, we won't be able to participate very well in groups. We won't be able to do a lot of things, you know. This is why the divorce rate in this country is so high because the religious groups aren't teaching the people actually how to love because they're teaching you how to submit, but not teaching you how to love. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm having trouble with my phones. Okay, it's still working. All right, I'm having trouble with my phones too. So if I go off the air, they're playing around with the phones. So I got portable chargers set up and plug into my laptop, all kinds of different things going on. Because when I went to access the show, neither one of my phones would charge. That's interesting. How can both phones shut down at the same time? You know? But they got little tricks. So like I said, the stuff that we're talking about is designed to wake you up. So they do not want the population woke, because as long as you sleep, they can divide you into different things, have the people going left, have the people going right, and it gets a little weird, you know what I mean? Now, okay, I've talked 5 minutes about love already. But we're gonna do more than just 5 minutes on love today, because it's so important that we understand that love is the act that makes others feel good. Now, this love thing is very important because without knowing how to love each other, we won't know how to respect each other. See what I'm saying? Because the whole thing, everything that we're doing in this society is centered around how we feel, and it's centered around the culture of reap what you sow, you know? Well, reap what you sow and the doggy dog culture, right now they're going hand in hand right now, which they're not supposed to. The doggy dog culture is supposed to be under the control of the reap what you sow culture, but they're flipping the script, and the doggy dog culture is becoming more prevalent than the other culture, and it's the other culture that will keep us from wiping each other out. The reap what you sow culture will keep us from wiping each other out. And will give us a chance to heal when things are going wrong, you know. So it's very important. This is why I speak on love so much, because it's very important if we're going to grow as a group, as a family, as a society, as whatever, if we're going to grow to the point that we can get out of the mess that we're in. And we are in a mess right now. It's the last 4 years of Donald J. Trump. Let you know how bad it is. And even though we fired this guy, you know, through the vote, that's how important the vote is. Even though through the vote we fired this guy, half the country wanted this racist guy back in office. I mean, think about that. I mean, so there's a big problem here in this country with everything. And once we begin waking up and begin seeing things from a different perspective, then we can begin to do some things about it, you know. And that's where learning how to love each other comes in, you know. Now, you're going to, when you're in a relationship, you're going to learn things about each other. That's why politics is so deep, because it's leadership-based. So everybody that's in politics feels as though they're a leader, feels as though they can do the job better than the next guy. That creates the problem. Because if everybody thinks they can do a better job than the guy at the top, then everybody's looking for something on this guy or this girl to bring them down, you know? Any little thing, if you watch the political spectrum, you'll see any little thing. They were dealing with Biden's son and the other person's family, and any little thing, you know what I mean? You had too many emails on your server, and this wasn't like that one way. Now, I must admit, a lot of those guys up there are crooks, and females, they are crooks, okay? So, yes. The people who are not crooks feel like they can do a better job, but it's the methodology that they're using to get these guys out of office. That's the problem. The lying, conniving, they setting each other up, making up stuff. You have a lot of black politicians that are doing the same things that white black politicians are doing, but the black politicians are getting kicked out of office and the white ones aren't. Why? You know what I mean? It's a trap. They set you up. They get something on you, they can bribe you and use you. That was the problem with Mr. Trump, because he had so many skeletons in his closet that it was easy to bribe and use him, okay? So most leaders will give you somebody to hate, and with that, it draws the emotion. This is how the con artists get over so much. I'm a little under the weather because I was giving out food Monday, and it was raining. I got soaking wet out there trying to make sure that people are eating, you know. And I've been having a bad cold ever since, you know. So I sent out packages, but I didn't send no pies out. For those of you who are, I'm in the wrong format right now. That's supposed to be for tomorrow. I sent information out, T-shirts, books, and all that, but I didn't send no pies out because I had a bad cold, and I didn't want to make no pies while I have a cold, you know. So so you just got your only information. I'll give you the pies. I'll send the pies out at another time. You will get them. Okay, that one's supposed to come out today. It's supposed to come out tomorrow, but there it is. My throat is a little sore. I'm a little under weather, but in the entertainment, so they said the show must go on. So everything must keep going forward. So that's what we're doing right now. And I think it's important that we get into what we're into now. I'm going to go into, let's get into the hate mode, okay? What is hate? To feel passionate dislike for someone or thing. That's from the internet, okay? Now we're going to go through some things about hate, right, that you need to deal with, you know. Let me see where we're at here. I'll make sure I'm on the right page. So much, I got so much going on, it's unbelievable. okay, now what does hate have to do with money? I'm just going to throw some questions on the board, and then we're going to – now, remember, all you have to do is hit one on your dial. and that will let me know that you have something to say or you have a comment about what we're discussing, okay? Right now we're talking about hate. All right, now on the second half hour of the show, we're going to get into the Bible code book or religious book, so that, because that's where your power is coming from. That's how the 1% got power. That's how they took your land. That's how they were able to conquer so much through that doggone book, because they know how to read it and we don't. So we're going to get more into that, you know, okay? okay. Let's run down some of these questions. Is it much easier to take someone else's stuff than to make your own? That produces hate. Is hate a product of injustice? Is hate a product of greed? Is hate a way to control the masses? Now, that's a heck of a question. Is hate a way to control the masses? Because Trump ran on the platform of hate, you know, and 71 million people voted for this guy, you know. So it is a way to control the masses, okay? Is that the reason every religion in every country has an enemy, okay? Because you have to have, they need somebody to hate because they're leaders. They need something to fire you up, get you out there ready to rumble, you know? Those people feeling superior breed hate, okay? Can we teach the world to love? That's the other side, okay? If so, where do we start? Now, these are questions on the board. Now, if you'd like to comment on any of these questions, just press 1, okay? And I know that you would like to comment, that you have something to say. But first of all, those that are on the line here, I'd like to thank you so much for checking in. Let me know that I'm not a loony man. I'm not out here by myself. That I do have some support out here. So what we're trying to do is wake people up, because we're out here asleep. We're in la la land and don't even know it. You know, that's why last Monday when we were talking about how the government is run and the fact that you are a trustee of the government, you know. That was very interesting. That was a wake-up call, because most people don't know that. They don't understand why our ancestors spent so much time fighting to get you the opportunity to vote. You know, they spent a lot of time on it, and the 1% did everything they could to keep you from waking up to that fact that you need to do that. And right now, we still have people who don't understand what that power is, all right? I'm just saying certain things because we're just coming off an election and we're still going through the election, the electoral process, you know? That's how important it is, because we had a guy teaching hate, trying to circumvent democracy, and through your power, you fired this guy. Now, imagine that you didn't have the power to vote. What could you do about this guy? How could you make a change, you know what I'm saying, in your leadership? Because the people that are leading are only there, what we call trust managers. That's more dialogue for tomorrow, but that's what we call trust managers. So, but you have power. This is what your ancestors was fighting for, because they said, well, look, we don't have the military might to take these guys, you know. They came in, they brought the gun, they took our stuff, and they've been running with it ever since. And they have done everything to keep us from building up a military to take it back. So we can't get it back. So they assimilated us into the military, right? So now we are part of the military. We've been assimilated, okay, into what they're trying to do. So the first 50, 60 years after the Civil War, we were gaining. But then the Southerners began fighting the Civil War again. They were fighting it through Congress, through the vote. That's how they began the fight. And that's why we lost so much progress, because we didn't understand the power of the vote. Now, you got to remember they didn't even allow, I'm talking about the white male establishment, they didn't even allow their wives to vote. Think about that. They didn't want nobody to have no power but them. They understood the power of the vote. And when the women figured it out, they said, wait a minute. You know, I'm sleeping with this guy every day. We live and take care of the children, and I don't have no say-so in government. Something's wrong with this picture. So they went out and they started protesting, and the women got the right to vote. That's how much power that vote, that your vote has. It's your say-so, and what trustee is doing what they're supposed to be, that the trustees are supposed to be doing what they're doing. They took an oath to follow the Constitution. See, we'll talk a little more about that tomorrow. What's so important about this Constitution that they have to take an oath to follow it if they're going to be trust managers? I'm just throwing these terms out there, you know. We're going to talk a little bit more about that tomorrow if you're on the air. If you tune in tomorrow, you'll find out a little bit more about what we're talking about. So the women got that power. Now, how did we lose power? They created villains for us to hate, okay? Some of us were the villains, okay? The white folks, you know, to the white folks, we became the villains. We became the enemies because they knew, the 1% knew that they stole all of our stuff. And they knew they had to do something to block us from getting it back. So they made us the villain. Even though we did have the right to vote, they began to suppress that power. They made us sign or made us had to read, knowing that they kept us out of school. They made us do different things to keep us from using that power. You have power. This country runs on people power. That's what this country runs off of. And hate is a way to divide you. Hate is a way to keep you from realizing who you are, what you are, and keep you from being aware of what's really going on. So we're here to wake you up. That's why the Bible is so important, because they use this book. Okay, I forgot what I set up as the title, as the topic. How did they get your land? How did they take your stuff? You know, there's so much that we have to deal with because of the miseducation. Was that Jay Rogers, the miseducation of the black man? Because of the miseducation that we have. Well, it's time to turn all this around, because you have to begin to teach your children properly, because if your children don't know, your children are, okay? Your children are, this is important, your children are the tree of life, and we're supposed to eat from the tree of life. If your children aren't producing, that slows you down as a group, as a society, as a family, whatever you want to call yourself. That slows you down if you're not putting the right information into the child. Okay, I think I'm going a little bit off topic here, but this is where the conversation is leading me. Now, remember, you got those hit one on your dial, okay, and you can jump into this conversation. It don't have to be just me, you know. I can use a little help out here. You got no people on the line, so some. And I'm looking at some of these numbers. There's some smart people on the line too. So, but if you just want to chill, that's okay too, okay? Because I got everything written out, what to say, and what questions to ask, okay? To wake you up, the whole thing is about waking you up, okay? That's what this is all about. Because we're asleep, I'm still waking up myself, okay? And when you ask yourself these questions, okay, does hate come from the way we treat each other? Yes, it does. I have a whole bunch of questions on hate, because does the form of government have anything to do with hate? Okay, was Jesus a good example of love? That's on the other side. Does hate well, I already answered that question. Does not knowing who you are allow the hate mongers to manipulate you? That's another question. See what I'm saying? You can jump in with answers if you want. I'm saying, and they're not loaded questions, so you're not gonna sound like an idiot if you don't, you know, really know the answer, but you have a thought process that you want to introduce. That's fine too. Okay, we're not here to judge nobody. Okay, but now the planet is in the hands of the wicked gods. Ask yourself, what are you doing about it? Okay, now the wicked gods are literally running the planet. Okay, now what are you doing about it? The question is, what can you do about it? Oh, that's right. According to your religious teachers, God is in control, not you. Now let's get into Bible code book or religious book, okay? The Bible telling you who you are. If God is in control and the Bible telling you that you're God, that means you're supposed to be controlling this thing. It's up to you to change this thing around. Not no space force coming from up there. It's up to you. You are the power of the planet, all right? They do everything to keep you asleep. I'll just give you a quick example, right? You know how they say the Bible, basic instructions before leaving Earth. Well, what in the world does that mean? They didn't mean you leaving Earth on a spaceship and you need instructions when you go out there to deal with other extraterrestrials and stuff? Or they mean when you die and go to heaven? When you die and go to hell? What are they talking about? From a religious perspective, this is where they want to keep you at. They want to keep you in a nonsensical thought process. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. Well, when am I leaving Earth? If I ain't got no spaceship, they got to be talking about when I die. Why do I need instructions to go to heaven or hell or wherever I'm supposed to be going? I need instructions when I get up there. I need instructions down here. How about this? Okay, basic instructions being Lord Elohim. How about that? Basic instructions on how being the God that you are. That's a different thought process, isn't it? Okay, now you're here doing what you're supposed to be doing. I'm going to say that again. But just thinking now, just deal with the different thought processes that they're giving you. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. That's a thought process, okay? How am I leaving the Earth? Am I leaving the Earth on a spaceship? Am I leaving the Earth when I die? What do they mean? They want to keep you in a thought process that you're dealing with a God in heaven or somebody other than who the Bible says you are. Now think about this thought process. Basic instructions being Lord Elohim. Now, listen to that thought process. Elohim talks about the God within. That's who you are. You're Lord of this realm. You're the power. There's nothing in this realm more powerful than you are. You follow what I'm saying? It's a different thought process. One thought process brings you into the mind of power. Other thought process, actually, where does it take you? Remember, you can hit one on your dial, jump in. You can jump into this conversation whenever you get ready. That's fine. I'm not mad. I can use all the help I can get. But it's a thought process that you're dealing with, okay? Now, right now, we have another thought process coming into mind. I hope my phone don't cut off because it's not really charged. I charge it as much as possible. Let me see here. We're going to go to, it's halfway through the hour, and I have people calling in on the half an hour. They want to hit a commercial, and they want to know if they want to change anything or not. So that's good too. So we're going to go to the commercial. Those who are online, oh, somebody just jumped in just in time for the commercial. Okay, well, I'm not going to. Okay, let's give them they say. Oh. Excuse me, let's give them they say before we do the commercial. Then we're going to go to the commercial. Okay. 5710. Oh, boy. 5710, you're on the air. Hey. You have a comment or statement?
Yes, that's a day, Cousin Al. This is Pat.
Hey, how you doing, man? What's going on? I heard from you in a minute.
I'm good. I'm good. So I'm listening to what you're saying about being a God. And I talk to a lot of the brothers that's in my lives and brothers that's coming through the lives about that God process. And one of the brothers, he's listening now, you know, he when I talk to him, he talks about going into a deeper understanding of what it is that's going on right now within himself, that you have to go to some other state to really understand what it is to be a God and really achieve that higher kundalini, as you would say. And I tell him that I live in a state of perfection right now. As you were saying, okay, that they teach you about moving away from here, find that the Bible is a code for when you die, but the Bible is a code for when you live to achieve that state of perfection right now. So you can understand all the things. So if there is a realm after this, you will be prepared to live in the divine realm.
Okay. So it seems to me that you're assuming that an incorporeal entity has no knowledge, has no wisdom, has no understanding. You see what I'm saying?
What?
That the incorporeal entity is not connected to the universe. You know what I'm saying?
Well, everything is connected to the universe.
Right. So when you're in a physical, when you're in the physical realm, based on your synaptic nerve, growth, that allows your mind to operate the computer called the brain through the synaptic nerves. That's how the energy is transferred, the knowledge is transferred through your synaptic nerve system. Okay, and this is why when you're a child, you can only deal with so much because your synaptic nerves are forming. And as your synaptic nerves form, the more information can come from your mind to your brain. Once you shed the physical form, the incorporeal energy is all knowledge. Well, let's talk about God being all-knowing and all-seeing. That's the incorporeal energy that's inside you. So you don't need instructions before you leave here. You need instructions on how to function here.
Right.
See?
Right. Right.
And that's what the,
Bible
is for. Right. The Bible is to teach you how to be a God here. You
mm-hmm.
see? Because you're already
that's
a
right.
God. But you have to learn how to process godly information, and this is what the 1% don't want you to know. See,
right.
They know the. Remember, they got stores called Lord and Taylor's, and they made us call them
mm-hmm.
Master and all that stuff.
The power of mind projection went through the words. That's why they use the word Lord and Master, because they become your God. You relinquish
that's
yourself
right.
to them.
And that's the first key. That's the first key that the Bible tells you in Psalm 80. Was it Psalm 86?
Psalm
86. Yeah, that you are all gods. It tells you that. So everywhere in the book where it's talking about God, about a man or a woman, whether it be Jehovah or Yahweh or whoever,
right.
it is,
mm-hmm.
it's talking about a man or a woman. You know. Okay. So right here. I want to go down to commercial. You interrupted me right at commercial time, which is okay. I'm going to leave your mic open,
okay.
right? You can jump back in when you're
okay.
ready. And I'm going to run a commercial. Well, we only got about 20 minutes, so I'm going to go through it kind of fast, okay? This is Elohim Five Tribes, Constellation Elohim Society. Blog Radio speaks, Elohim speaks, so we're on every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. Fill it in for time. Just give us a call, 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. if you have a company or group and you want to us to give us, you want to give a shout out about your company or some advertising, we do not charge for advertising. This is our way of giving back. All advertising is free. Let's see here. Let me skip some things here. Also on Monday, from 6 to 7, we'll be having society meetings. Everyone is welcome until the end of January. After that, it will be members only, and we will be posting a date for non-members to call. It's the same number, 516-439-2230. That's tomorrow at 6 o'clock, okay? I released a gospel CD. This is how we make our money. We have a CD on the market called Jesus is Coming. And you can, well, just go to YouTube, look up Elohim Christ, 10 tracks, Jesus Coming. You can listen to the album, okay? I'm not going to go through the whole thing, okay? But the question we ask ourselves, is Jesus coming? How is he coming? He's coming back the same way he came the first time, through the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be careful about the babies that you're dropping, because you might just not. You might just. We need those babies, because one of them babies might be the one to get us out of this mess we're in. Okay, so brothers, it takes two to make them. So y'all hanging in with the sisters and make sure we take care of the babies. Okay, don't forget to check out my book, The Radical Scriptures Parts of the Christ. More information on the CDO book, just call 215-758-1003 from 95 and get my information about the books. I have like 4 books on the market. Also, I'm in the gold business, so if you're interested in buying or selling gold, call the same number, 215-758-1703. I deal with carry bars. Please don't forget to visit my website. I'm not going to get a website right now. Just give me a call. Okay, I would like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his book When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and fills in the missing pieces. I'd like to give a shout out to Legacy of a Nation. They are hosted by Brother Mack and Son. They come on every Saturday at 6 o'clock. Their calling number is 319-527-6199. I would like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kametra 11. She has a spoken word, and she speaks a pretty good word, I'm telling you. So go to YouTube and check her out. Let me give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube, Nikki Love Unam. Her calling number is 909-749-8626. I do spiritual readings too. I did one on her, she did one on me, and she's pretty good. That's why I've got it. That's why I put a commercial on, because I think she's pretty good at what she does, okay? So for spiritual readings, just call 909-749-8626, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121, Pennsylvania, UNIA. That's an organization started by Marcus Garvey, 1918 and 1929 of the world. They meet every week for more information. Contact President Mark P. at UNA 267-822-2320. Okay. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. Now, think about that. You both need some land. They have commercial ventures and all that. It's RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. And I know I got 4 suits from brother. And boy, ain't nothing like having a tailor-made suit, I'm telling you. So if you want more information about that land in Africa, or clothes, or buttons, or flags, whatever you need, just give Brother Sabiki a call at 609-638-5828. Save More Electronics. Call for a Safe More Electronics. That's an electronics company. Well, it's one of my son's companies, so I stick my chest out a little bit. He does electric work, from lights to switches to whatever you need out there, he can do it. His calling number is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5. Also, I would like to give a shout out to Thomas Thornton. He writes under the name T. Thornton, and he has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. So you want to give him a call, or just Google YouTube Heaven 2019 TEE Thornton. And for more information, just call 267-259-4077 and give him a call about their music. And if you listen to my CD on YouTube, you hear that beautiful harmony. He's the one that helped me put all that harmony on here. So I give him a call about his CD. I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Top Learning Academy. I took my chest out again. That's my daughter's little learning school. She has a she's licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who is currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Kelly Kopp has been after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Her email address is KellyTodLearningAcademy@gmail.com. Okay, I would like to give a shout out to our resident natural naturopath. We got Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. You call him, he will give you a herb chart free of charge. Just give him a call and get your herb chart. We need all the herbs we can at this particular time. According to Genesis 1:29. Dr. Bill, I'd like to give a shout out to Dr. Bill too. His number is 631-561-3864. And he has pure water purification systems that you might want to get into. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these specialists, you deserve what you get. No, nobody deserves to be sick. So give these guys a shout out, give them a call, and don't worry, be healthy. Okay. Now, had about 15 minutes to go here, and what we're talking about. Now we're at the point where we're talking about Bible code book or religious book. And now this is the part I really want to get into, because this is how we're going to wake ourselves up. Now, those of you, now remember, the Europeans weren't conquering like they were conquering until they got the code book from the Bible. Where'd they get the code from? And what special accolades did they give the person who brought them the code? Those of you who study Roman history, there's a guy named Constantine, okay? He was at war with the Gnostics. The Gnostics were the original followers of Yahshua or Jesus. He had a general. His general's name was Maurice. He was a Gnostic. And when they went in to fight Jesus' crew, right, General Maurice said, "No, I can't fight these people." He took his uniform off and joined the Gnostics. The general was so liked and so loved by his troops that his troops followed him. So Constantine realized that Constantine's brother took over Rome, and he realized he can't get Rome back. Not Constantine's brother, Constantine's wife's brother took over Rome. He realized he couldn't get Rome back without the army that General Maurice was in charge of. So he joined the Gnostics. Constantine joined the Gnostics to get back, so he can get his army back. And with that, they went back and took Rome. Now, General Maurice knew the codes of the Bible because he was a Gnostic. They were called Knowers of Truth. He began to teach the code to Constantine. And that began the European domination on the planet once they got the codes of the book. And they were so impressed and elated with Jim Maurice that he's now called Saint Maurice. He's a black guy. He's now called Saint Maurice. So you might can look him up and check his history out, okay? because the Roman Empire didn't have the influence to conquer to conquer the way they were doing without the codes from the book. That's why they revered the book so much, because they know how to read it. And what we're doing now, well, we got about 11 minutes. Now, what we're doing now is teaching you how to read the book, not as a religious book, but as a code book. Because the Bible is not a religious book. It's a code book. I'm just going to run. We only got 11 minutes. So I'm going to run through four of the codes that will help you today get out of some of the mess that you're in. Okay? Number one, your diet. You shouldn't be in the hospital that month. Genesis 1:29. I've given you herbs and fruit bearing seed for meat, not flesh. You're supposed to be eating herbs and fruit for meat. That's your meat, not the flesh. That's why later on the Bible says don't give up the meat. They weren't talking about the flesh, okay? You're not supposed to be consuming flesh. That's number one, okay? That's just the first code. Reading the book is a code. Now, number two, okay, is dealing with your finances. The story of Joseph. Joseph told Pharaoh, spend half, save half of the grain, and Egypt will be saved. You're supposedly on 50% budget. Wouldn't it be nice to have half the money that you spent all your life? That's what I'm talking about. See, these are codes. See, we get caught up in the stories, and just like Moses, okay? Oh, was he touch Moses, and did he split the sea? And duh, that's the nonsensical stuff that traps you into the God over you mentality. What was the end result of Moses? He set his people up with a centralized banking system, told the people to bring 10% into the Levites. Do we have, as black people, where's our centralized banking system since we read the Bible so much? We don't have one. If they gave us reparations now, we'd be fighting who's going to get the money, who's going to take care of the money, because we're not following the Bible as a code book, okay? Let's go to one more. This is the one I like the most because, like Garvey asked the question, where's your army? Where's your navy? Where's your military? We don't know how to build armies and navies because we're not following the code. Let's just think about Abraham for a minute. He left Chaldea with his nephew and his wife. Lot got kidnapped by a city. Abraham, he took an army to go rescue his nephew. Where in the world did he get an army from? You see what I'm saying? That's the thought process. How did he get an army? Your children are supposed to be raised in a military fashion. They're supposed to know martial arts, military tactics. So when you pick up the phone and you call your children, you got a squad coming. You know what I'm saying? But that's how Abraham got his army. His army came from the children and the children's children. This is how the United States have an army as well. They begin training the children. They take your children and they train them for their purposes. See what I'm saying? Are you ready to sacrifice your child for the God that you serve, which is yourself? Are you ready to sacrifice your children in a war to keep you powerful, to keep you set up? That's the question that was asked to Abraham. Are you ready to sacrifice your child for God? See, so we're sacrificing our children for the God of this world. See what I'm saying? The president becomes the God of the country. Although the Queen, Britain, actually owns the United States. You can Google this. Right? It's something you can Google. Look up when you get a chance. Who owns the United States? It will tell you Britain does. She owns the United States and the Americas, because the Americas was here before Christopher Columbus and all of them came here. See what I'm saying? The Americas have the global network. So when you get a chance, get the book When Rocks Cry Out. All right? Get the book When Rocks Cry Out. Read that book, and he has proof of everything that we had. We not only had a global network going on, but we also had, what do they call those things that they have every year that they give gold medals and all that stuff out? I forget what they call them. But we had a global sports system going on as well. And the archaeologists are finding those arenas that we used to have all over the planet. Well, they're just not letting you know because they want to keep you asleep. We got 6 minutes. I just want to run through those four codes. There's more codes in there. There's more information in there than that. Once you start dealing with the Bible as a code, Moses, does it matter whether Moses was even real or not? No.
Nah.
Yes. Here's the key. You know how they tell you I'll give you the story. When the boy who cried wolf, instead of we learning that we're not supposed to be lying and deceiving each other, that's the way we go. We start asking questions like, who was the boy? How old was the boy? Who was his parents? What country was they from? Duh. It don't matter. Get the information that you need to help you today. Right now, everything I said, episode will help you today. That Bible is one of the most powerful books that you can read if you know how to read it. Those who have eyes, let them see. Those who have ears, let them hear. That's what's going on. And this is, we're trying to wake you up to what's really going on. The first thing that you have to deal with is your potential. What is your potential? The Bible says you are all God's. Every book that you read, religious or otherwise, have a limitation on men and women. So if you're a man or you're a woman, you have limitations built into your psyche from the time you were born. But if you're a God, there's no limitations or restrictions on what a God can do. Man can't fly. Go outside, slap your arms, you're not going nowhere. But God is not controlled by nature. So when God wants to fly, what did he do? He built a plane. When God wants to lead a planet, he built a jet. He built rockets. You know what I'm saying? There's the only the only limitation that you have is what you see in the mirror. And you give yourself a limitation, then you'll have a limitation. Because only you can stop you from doing whatever it is that you want to do. There's no limitation on you. What we did 15 years ago or 20 years ago, 50 years ago, look at what we're doing now and what we're going to be doing in the future. Did you know China is scheduled to release a sun? I'm talking about a regular sun with all that heat in 1 week. You follow what I'm saying? So when it says in Genesis, God, I'm using the word create. I don't like that word, but when God created the heavens and the earth, right? And you know that God is a man, you have to think, what kind of technology did these people have to put the planets and the suns and stuff in motion? You follow what I'm saying? Are we working on that today? Yes, we are, because that's who we are. The moon is a satellite. Do we have satellites up there right now? Yes, we do. We can do whatever we want, but you have to overcome the limitation. And there's another limitation that they gave you. Every religion, I don't care which one you join, they give you this limitation. You were created. Once you accept that thought process, you cannot be greater than your creator. So that puts you in a less than not equal to mindset. You're already less than and not equal to something. That's why I said, let us make men and women. You see what I'm saying? They threw the word create in afterwards. But they gave you make men and women. How they make men and women? They conceived. That's why they made them in their image. When you have a child comes out in your image. You're not creating a child. Mm. You're making a child out of what's in existence. We only got about 2 minutes. I'm trying to get as much as I can. But look, you were made out of source energy. This is why you're unlimited, because you're made out of all the substance of creation. I'm saying creation, but you. I'm going to try to get this as quick as possible. We'll hit this again next week. I only got about 1 minute left. But we have to go back to the uncaused cause. If nothing was here but the uncaused cause, that means everything is made out of what that was, which is energy, which cannot be created or destroyed. I'm running through this pretty fast. I know I said you get one, so, but I'm running my face. There's so much I want to get to. But look. We'll be here every Sunday, okay, from 8 to 9, all right? And every Sunday we're talking about a code book, the Bible being a code book or a religious book. So you go in and read the Bible as a code book, not a religious book. Adam and Eve. Does it matter whether we had Adam? Was Adam and Eve really real? Does it matter? It was all about the Adam and Eve story was all about cloning. See what I'm saying? Was letting you know that if you can get that you can take a woman, you can clone a woman from a man, and you can clone a man from a woman. Because remember, when you're born, 46 male chromosomes, 46 female chromosomes. See what I'm saying? You're born with both. So you can actually clone. I mean, once you start getting to the codes, stop. And not. Okay, well, we're actually out of time. So remember, we're back in. So I'm going to do a closing assertion. We don't do prayer, so I'm going to do a closing assertion. I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. This is your brother Elohim. And remember, love is the act that make others feel good. So we're going to sign off, and I will be back. I will be back next Sunday, as long as they allow me to be on the air. You follow what I'm saying? Because they can shut us down when they get ready. So I want to tell you, I love you. Stay strong, and we'll see you next Sunday.